Just pick one. It'll hurt some if it needs to. So just pick one. It'll hurt some if it needs to.
Hello, and you're listening to WMSU Digital College Park. Mukti is now coming on. Let's play a PSA before I get started.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello, hello. I am joined here today by a special guest. Can you test your mic real quick just to make sure?
Hello, hello.
Wait, try one more time.
Hello, hello.
Hmm.
Not working.
Let's try now.
Hello.
Yes, okay. Yes. It was mic three. No, you're so good. Okay, so I'm joined here by a special guest, Preeta, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, I'm so excited to be here today. I never got to have my own radio show, so I'm super excited to dive into our episode today, and
yes.
I'm so honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you for coming on, Preeta. I'm so excited. I've wanted, for context, Preeta to come onto the show like since I started it, because she has such a great music taste and is also very politically involved with contemporary movements, but also I think you appreciate the histories of stuff, as do I. And well, she's a fellow Bengali, so I was like, this is perfect, like we can do this together, we'll learn together, because neither of us honestly knew that much about the language movement.
Like my parents never really mentioned much of the history, I guess they were too assimilated, so this was a really nice way for us both to learn more about the movement.
For sure. I remember seeing, I'm Indian Bengali, but I have been to Bangladesh, and I saw the martyrs monument in Dhaka. I don't know. Have you ever seen it? It's like the three.
I think I've seen photos of it. I don't know if I've seen it in person.
It's I don't exactly know how it represents like the event, because it's kind of just like three large rectangles, but. It's so, I don't know, like, I just remember being a center of, like, so much, and, like, this movement being so important to people. And I thought it was interesting, like, while doing the research, that more than necessarily, like, independence, like, Indian independence from, like, British rule or, like, the first partition, like, I feel like this movement was such, like, a focal point of a lot of people, even today. So, definitely has a lot of significance. So, before we get into this, to give some listeners context for what we're talking about.
So, just to give a little bit of background, I just want to go over the geography for those who don't know. The Indian subcontinent used to be one country, as we know, under British rule, which contained Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh, and even parts of Burma and Myanmar, which I actually did not know.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how like far it extended.
Yeah, and India gained independence in 1947, and after that a partition took place which divided India and Pakistan into West and East Pakistan. But then another partition happened about 25-ish years later, where Bangladesh ceased to be East Pakistan and gained its own independence. And between these two partitions, the one in 1947 and the one in 1971, that's when the Bengali language movement took place, which is the subject of our show today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that background. I feel like I'm always explaining that when, well, if I tell someone I'm Bengali and then I say I'm Indian and I'm Bengali, people are like, wait.
They're confused.
So then I had to explain the whole thing. Like, it used to be one combined, like, I guess, province or area under the British rule, and even before that I think Bengal as a whole was kind of an autonomous area. But anyway, yeah, we have obviously a lot of similarities through language and culture, and yeah, Bangladesh is an awesome place, as is West Bengal. So we're gonna get into the sounds of today's episode. Now, unlike some of my other episodes, the lyrics in this case kind of define this. Well, I don't know if I would say it's a genre, because we have various different genres in this, like rock, more folk, kind of classical-ish, but as a whole, they're kind of defined by a more like poetic lyric. So when doing research, I came across an article by Suchetna Bhattacharya from eastindiastory.com, and she mentioned Rabindranath Tagore's 1917 essay, Sangeetar Mukti, or Freedom of Music. And if that sounds familiar to you guys, the name of my show is also Mukti, meaning freedom. So this is a super special episode, even a namesake episode, because it has a lot to do with Mukti. And, well, it's in the language that it's actually from. So this essay, he basically asserts that and I quote, "We are not satisfied solely with consumption. We need self-expression in music." So he talks about how literature and paintings have, quote unquote, broken the shackles of old traditions to express diversity through self-expression. And this necessitates a freedom of music as well. So what does that look like? It's like a breakaway from classical or court music that doesn't really respect the expression of people in life. And this kind of music, well, I think there's many different forms, but like a raga structure of classical Indian music was kind of the old music that he was talking about. And he's expressing how there is a need to express and reflect literature and poetry, which are very prominent things in Bengali culture. And making a new kind of type of music described as Kavya Sangeet, or poetic music. So a lot of these songs are originally poems. Two of the songs we're going to play after this, I believe, was Amar Shamar Bangla originally a poem, or was that always a song?
I think it was originally a poem, yes.
Okay, so that one, and I think the one prior to that, what we're going to listen to now, it was also a poem. So it's very kind of poetic, metaphorical lyrics that are then turned into songs is kind of the background of this genre. And as I said, like, the actual instrumentation varies. Some are more modern iterations and they're like rock, whereas others are more classical. But the difference in lyrics and the breakaway from that raga structure is what defines this genre. So, okay, how about I play the Tagore songs and then we talk about the history?
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay, let's do it. Ooh.
যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে, তবে একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো রে, তবে একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো, একলা চলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে। যদি কেউ কথা না কয় ওরে ও রে ও অভাগা, কেউ কথা না কয় যদি সবাই থাকে মুখ ফিরায়ে, সবাই করে ভয় যদি সবাই থাকে মুখ ফিরায়ে, সবাই করে ভয়, তবে পরাণ খুলে ও তুই মুখ ফুটে তোর মনের কথা একলা বলো রে, ও তুই মুখ ফুটে তোর মনের কথা একলা বলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে। যদি সবাই ফিরে যায় ওরে ও রে ও অভাগা, সবাই ফিরে যায় যদি গহন পথে যাবার কালে কেউ ফিরে না চায়, যদি গহন পথে যাবার কালে কেউ ফিরে না চায়, তবে পথের কাঁটায় তুই রক্ত মাখা চরণ তলে একলা দলো রে, ও তুই রক্ত মাখা চরণ তলে একলা দলো রে, যদি তোর ডাক শুনে কেউ না আসে তবে একলা চলো রে। যদি আলু না ধরে ওরে ও রে ও অভাগা, আলু না ধরে যদি ঝড় বাদলে আধার রাতে দুবার দেয় খাবে, যদি ঝড় বাদলে আধার রাতে দুবার দেয় ঘরে, তবে বজ্রনলে আপন বুক ਕਿਰ ਪਾਜੁਰ ਜਾਨੀਏ ਨੀਏ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਜਲ ਰੇ ਆਪਨ ਬੁਕਿਰ ਪਾਜੁਰ ਜਾਨੀਏ ਨੀਏ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਜਲ ਰੇ ਜਦੀ ਤਰ ਡਾਕਸ਼ਨੇ ਕਿਉ ਨਾਇਆ ਸ਼ੇ ਤਬੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਚਲ ਰੇ ਜਦੀ ਤਰ ਡਾਕਸ਼ਨੇ ਕਿਉ ਨਾਇਆ ਸ਼ੇ ਤਬੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਚਲ ਰੇ
আমার সোনার বাংলা আমি তোমায় ভালোবাসি আমার সোনার বাংলা আমি তোমায় ভালোবাসি চিরদিন তোমার আকাশ চিরদিন তোমার আকাশ তোমার বাতাস আমার প্রাণে ও মা আমার প্রাণে বাজাই বাঁশি সোনার বাংলা আমি তোমায় ভালোবাসি পাগল করে মরি হাই রে উমা ফাগুনে তোর আমি বনে ধরে পাগল করে ও মায়া গ্রামে তোর ভরা খেতে কি দেখেছি আমি কি দেখেছি মধুর হাসি সোনার বাংলা আমি তোমায় ভালোবাসি শোভাকে ছায়া গো স্নেহ কি মায়া গো কি অচল বিছায়েছ বটের মূলে নদীর কূলে কূলে মা তোর মুখের বাণী আমার কানে লাগে সুধার মতো মাতুর বদন খানি মলিন হলে আমি নয়ন ও মা আমি নয়ন জলে ভাসি সোনার বাংলা আমি তোমায় ভালোবাসি চিরদিন তোমার আকাশ চিরদিন তোমার আকাশ তোমার বাতাস আমার প্রাণে ও মা আমার প্রাণে বাজাই বাঁশি সোনার বাংলা আমি তোমায় ভালোবাসি
So that last song that just played was the national anthem of Bangladesh. The first 10 lines from that song were adapted to form the national anthem. Originally, it's a much, much longer song. And what's funny and kind of embarrassing to admit is that this is the only song that I recognize from the playlist that we've made today.
Better than me.
So.
And then the one before that.
Oh, I wanted to mention the instruments that we heard in some of the last songs that played. So there's this instrument called the ekthara, which is a one-stringed guitar. And then there's also a dotara, two-stringed guitar.
Hey.
Very adequate names. And then, obviously, more traditional South Asian instruments are used, like the sitar, the drums, which I forgot the name of.
The name is probably, I'm not sure which ones were
there's
in that
a bunch
song,
of
but the dol is a
yeah,
one
the dol,
large kind of drum,
yeah,
double-headed
and then
drum.
Also the harmonium. All of those traditional instruments sprinkled in.
Yeah, a very, very folksy sound compared to some of our later songs, but such a beautiful song to be made into the national anthem. And then before that was a song called Joditor Dakshune Kyuna Ase. Okay, very long name for all these songs, so unfortunately for me, but these both were poems from Tagore. And then were, of course, the national anthem reproduced countless times. But a lot of his songs from like the early 1900s became really popular in music and were covered by many different artists. But did you want to give... Oh, yeah, you talked about that. And, yeah, you want to talk about the context of the exploitation movement and, like, those songs?
So just diving into the history of the movement a little bit. So in 1948, after India split into India and West and East Pakistan... The founder of Pakistan declared Urdu, which is currently the language of Pakistan, he declared it the national language, even though in East Pakistan, the majority of people spoke Bengali. And so small protests began to arise due to that suppression, but the Pakistani government refused to recognize the Bengali language or have it be taught in schools and just things like that. So... That obviously led to, you know, small protests popping up here and there from mostly organized by students until February 21st, 1952, which is when a bunch of student activists from the University of Dhaka began protesting, and police ended up shooting and killing about 8 students. We're unclear exactly how many students were killed, but...
All the sources say, like, different information.
Yeah, like, a rough estimate, probably around 8 students. And one of them were a 9-year-old boy.
Oh, this was... Sorry, I wrote that, but it was confusing. Oh. There was other protesters killed in, like, the following days. And then that included a 9-year-old boy. So the initial event on the 21st was the around 8 students. But yeah. I didn't realize that. Like, they continued to, like, brutalize people in the following days and weeks. That's where, like, the child... was killed.
And so all of this violence led to the start of the Bengali nationalist movement.
Yeah. And then I can continue with this. So in 1956, Bengali or Bangla was granted official language status. But overall, this movement sparked a nationalist sentiment that culminated in the Bangladesh Liberation War. And then that resulted in an independent Bangladesh in 1971. So that was like the final partition that we talked about. And then also the 21st, or Ekushe, February. It's not only commemorated in Bangladesh as like a day of remembrance and I guess as well as celebration for like pride in language, but it's also International Mother Language Day, which is very cool. I didn't really remember that part.
I didn't know that either.
It's very awesome how that has created like a global kind of movement and a global holiday. Another quote I wanted to share, it was from an article on Medium, a 2016 article on Medium by Tarun Rahman, and the author says, "Was Pakistan's refusal to recognize Bangla, the language spoken by the majority of the citizens of all of Pakistan, was quickly recognized as part of a broader agenda of cultural and ethnic assimilation. As such, the language movement became a proxy for a broader fight to the right for self-determination." So understanding why exactly this was so important, like it might not seem as important or as, I don't know, revolutionary as perhaps a fight for independence, but it really was in a way, because suppression of language is suppression of culture.
Culture, yeah. And that's why music and literature and art played such a big role in the movement, because the language was being suppressed so heavily by the government. People, the only way they could fight back was through the expression of their culture, and that eventually led to the nationalist sentiment that formed and led to the 1971 revolution.
Period. Yeah, it's super cool how that really has a direct channel to the overall independence. And then, yeah, a little more about the two songs that we just played were not actually from like the 50s. They were earlier, so they're from Tagore, who wrote these songs in around 1905. Did you want to say a little bit more about kind of that and how it relates?
So Amar Shonar Bangla, which is the national anthem that we played, and also Jodi Tor Dak Shune Kyo Na Ashe, those two songs were originally written around 1905. And these were originally written to protest the British partition of Bengal, known as the Swadeshi Movement. And which is what's interesting is that these two songs played their purpose in that movement against British colonial rule. But then decades later, in the 50s and eventually in the 70s, they regained popularity, and people sort of created a new meaning for these songs. And it became a symbol of resistance during the Liberation War. And the lyrics of the national anthem are basically a love letter to the land of Bengal, describing its gentle breezes, the smell of its mango groves, and beautiful landscapes. And this song helped unite people over their shared Bengali identity. And in 1971, after the war, the first 10 lines, as I mentioned before, were adapted as the official national anthem.
Yes, exactly. And then one more little fact just to add in. The Swadeshi movement, which Pita mentioned, it's kind of interesting. It ties into like what the language movement is in the 50s. But there's so many partitions. Like, this is another partition where the British Raj, or the British Empire, wanted to partition Bengal, province of Bengal, out of India. And the like official kind of sentiment or statement is that they felt that Bengal was too large and hard to control, because the population was so large. But it, according to some scholars, it was more due to the fact that they had a strong nationalist opposition, and it was like the center of revolt and protest within the subcontinent. So they didn't want that to continue to influence and impact the rest of the country. So Bengal has a long history of being kind of the center of resistance, which I think is very cool. And I mean, they were thinking of Subhash Chandra Bose and the other kind of freedom fighters in the 40s. Like, a lot of people were Bengali who were like the center of kind of the resistance against colonial rule. But yeah, a lot of history to get through in the so little time. So we'll go into the next couple songs. I'm gonna play to Mother Gara Mother Asha, and then Ami Wanglai Gangai, and then we're gonna talk a little bit more.
Mother Gara Mother Asha আমরি বাংলা ভাষা মোদের গৌরব মোদের আশা আমরি বাংলা ভাষা মাগো তোমার কোলে তোমার বলে কতই শান্তি ভালোবাসা আমরি বাংলা ভাষা মোদের গৌরব মোদের আশা আমরি বাংলা ভাষা
ভাষা মোদের গৌরব মোদের আশা আমরি বাংলা ভাষা
বাংলায় আমার জীবন আনন্দ বাংলা প্রাণের দেখি বারবার দেখি দেখি বাংলার মুখ খেতে গিয়ে করি বাংলায় চিৎকার
বাংলা আমার দৃপ্ত স্লোগান ক্ষিপ্ত তীর ধনুক আমি একবার দেখি বারবার দেখি দেখি বাংলার মুখ
আমি যা কিছু মহান বরণ করেছি বিনম্র শ্রদ্ধায়
মেশে ১৩ নদী সাত সাগরের জল গঙ্গায় পদ্মায়
বাংলা আমার তৃষ্ণার জল তৃপ্ত শেষ চুমুক
আমি একবার দেখি বারবার দেখি দেখি বাংলার
যদি রাখো কথা বলি পাখির গানের মতো পাখির গানের মতো তোমার দেখায় বিশ্ব দেখি বর্ণ শত শত
song you just heard was Janmo Armar Donor Holo by Subir Nandi and a lot of other artists, Samina Chowdhury and Famila Nabi. And again, this was a cover of a song that was very popular during the language movement of the 50s, as were the previous two songs. They had lyrics that had a lot to do with the pride for the mother language, pride for Bengali, and kind of spurred a lot of the nationalist and Bangla forward sentiments of the time. So now we are going to transition to some modern iterations of these classic songs. The first one being Amar Baya Rokti Rangano, which is based on the February 21st incident that Preetha had explained to us. Which was the Martyrs Day, the incident where the student protesters were killed by police when trying to protest for Bangla to be a national language. And this song was written by poet Abdul Ghaffar Chowdhury, and it's a very famous song from this era. But it's not from the era. It's a modern rock version of the classic song. So I hope you all enjoy. And then after that, I'm going to play Morae Ki Fulke, Pachavo Vole, which is another famous tune from this era. I think it was honestly more in the Liberation War. So that was like the 70s partition. But it motivated people to join the fight for independence. And that's another kind of rock version. And that one's on YouTube, so it may cut out. If that happens, I apologize in advance. There's not much I can do. But enjoy these two songs, and then we'll be back.
Ora e deshe na, দেশের ভাগ্য ওরা করে বিক্রয়, ওরা এদেশের নয়, দেশের ভাগ্য ওরা করে বিক্রয়। ওরা বাঙালি অন্ন মাংস শান্তি নিয়েছে কালী, ওরা বাঙালি অন্ন মাংস শান্তি নিয়েছে কালী। একুশে ফেব্রুয়ারি, একুশে ফেব্রুয়ারি, একুশে ফেব্রুয়ারি, একুশে ফেব্রুয়ারি।
Right, so those were our last two songs. I think, yeah, both of us were saying that we really liked this song right here by the Ojantchik Band. Just very cool iteration of a classic song. And now we're going to end off, pass it to Preetha, with a little more of modern history. Yeah.
So we also wanted to mention the importance of music in the modern movements in Bangladesh. So in July of 2024, there was the July Revolution, which was a bunch of student-led protests, which were protesting Sheikh Hasina's authoritarian 15-year rule, and eventually led to her fleeing to India. And so this movement, which ousted her from government, originally the Gen Z protesters organized through social media using protest songs like Deshta Tomar Baper Naki, which translates to is this country your father's property, and Poter Bakshe Lati Mari, which means kick the ballot box. And so clearly you can see people's frustration and lack of trust in the corrupt government.
So yeah, that's super cool how it ties into modern day. I think I was looking also at some of the songs that were used in this movement, and a lot of them were like rap and hip hop. So just like interesting how the genres change and like adapt to the current
times.
Yeah,
like in the 70s, a lot of rock influences. Mm-hmm. And now more modern times, we see more hip hop influence in the music.
But yeah, throughout it all, I have revolutionary spirits. So it was really great topic to cover today. And I think that's all we have. Ending right on time.
Yeah,
this is good. Awesome.
I was worried we wouldn't get to cover everything, but we did a good job.
We really did. I'm always